North Harris College Podcast.
Start something.
Hi, welcome to North Harris College Podcast, a series of audio programs designed to help students and the public learn about the people, programs, events, and the culture here at North Harris College. I'm Bruce O'Neill, your host, and today we have with us one of our students, Voco Laboma. Voco, good morning and welcome.
Thank you, Bruce. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. Voco, give us a little bit about your background. You're an international student from Zambia?
That's correct. I live in Zambia in a city called Lusaka, and I lived with my parents and my I got three brothers and one sister, so that makes four, including me, that's five. And how I came to the United States was through my sister. So that's how I ended up here in Texas.
Okay. And before we go a little bit further in the interview, Zambia is in Southern Africa, correct?
Yeah, that's right, Bruce. It's in Southern Africa.
And it's kind of sandwiched between a couple of other countries or a few other countries?
Oh, yeah. Zambia is what we know as a landlocked country. It's got no access to the coast like how the United States is. You know, the United States got access to the Atlantic on the east and the Pacific on the west. But Zambia is just landlocked. So that means that at every border in Zambia has a country, you know, connecting with it. So as far as I know, there are eight different countries which neighbor with Zambia.
Mm-hmm. And you also mentioned previously that you have a sister who's also here at North Harris College.
That's correct.
Okay. Is she older or younger?
She is older than me by a year.
Okay, great. And how did you guys immigrate from Zambia to the United States? How did that actually come about? And how did you actually wind up here in Texas?
Well, that's a pretty long story, but I'll try to cut it as short as possible because of time. I'm sure you might know Dr. Koji Mackay, who used to come to North Harris College. He's now adjacent staff here. Well, he came here first of all, and he has a cousin, and now his cousin is part of cousin African culture. If you're a cousin, it means that you're a friend. Not likely, you know, you're blood related or not. You're just a friend, but we call you a cousin. So his cousin or his friend is also a friend of ours. So that makes that person our cousin. So initially, when Koji Mackay sent an invitation to his cousin to come here, she sent my sister an invitation for her to come here too. So like when my sister came up here in Texas, because Koji was in Texas, in Houston, that's how my sister got settled into North Harris College. And later on, she sent me an invitation to ask me if I wanted to come to Texas and stay with her and come to school, and I accepted it.
Great. So it's just the two of you then?
Right now, it's just the two of us.
It's just the two of you. Okay. Great. Let's turn the interview a little bit towards your education and your studies. Mm-hmm. Have you declared a major yet?
I sure have.
And what's the major?
I plan to major in business administration, management of information systems.
And that's one major, or is that two different majors?
Well, that's just basically one major right now. Although it could be subdivided into different sub-majors, but right now I'm focused on just on that one specific major.
Okay, great. So computers, technology kind of takes...
business, finance.
You have an interest in that.
Right.
That's
yes.
Excellent. And what year is this for you here at North Harris College?
This will be my second year when the fall semester starts.
Okay, and how much longer do you have?
I've got another year to go and I'll be done.
Okay, and have you thought about what happens after you finish here?
Oh yeah, well as soon as I'm done here, I'm going to transfer up to Sam Houston State, and I'll probably finish up with my courses there and graduate from Sam Houston State. Hopefully, God willingly, I can get my master's wherever I go.
And would that also be in engineering, information technology?
It should be.
Okay, great. Voco, how has North Harris been meeting or exceeding your goals, your educational goals?
Well, it has in very, very different ways, because it's shaped me to who I am right now. When I first came, I was pretty timid. I wasn't really, you know, outgoing, sociable. But ever since I came to North Harris, it's changed my character. I'm more an outgoing person. I can interact with people. It's also told me about how important time scheduling is, even though at times I am a poor time scheduler. But, I mean, I'm getting better at it because, you know, this is college life. And in college life, you can't go behind your time schedule. You gotta be there at a specific time and do what you gotta do. If you got an exam next week, you gotta put everything out of the way, concentrate on your school, get those grades. That's what it's really taught me how to be, you know, how to get ready for the big world. Get in there, live your life, be responsible.
And have your professors or your instructors been helpful in helping you get on track in terms of your time scheduling, or just been very supportive of you?
Oh yeah, they sure have. Last semester, I was taking a course in business speech, and my instructor, Dr. Shay Atkins, she was really, really helpful. She taught me how, you know, how important it is to be presentable, how important time is. She also stressed the need to know maintaining your grades, just to make sure that you got that credibility in your school statements. So they've always been helpful. They've always been accessible. You know, I haven't had any problems with any instructors where I had to call on them and they weren't able to help me. Whenever I called on an instructor, they were always willing to give me as much advice as they could.
Yes. Dr. Sam, we just interviewed him a while back, and he kind of iterated that same point that the instructors are, you know, just kind of like that. They are here to kind of support and help and nurture, and it's interesting that you say that as well. Now, Dr. Atkins is also part of the, or leads the honors programs. Are you a member of the honors program?
Well, not yet, Bruce, but I have plans to join the honors program.
Okay, great. Tell me a little bit about student life. Do you get a chance to study or mingle with other students here? Do you guys have like study groups or study sessions where you're able to participate in studies kind of outside of the classroom?
Well, I could say yes, because like, again, going back to last semester, during last semester when I was taking the business speech course, it was more like a task where we had to meet as a group. Students had to meet as a group, find a problem, find a solution, and, you know, go in front of a class, have your problem in a presentation, and, you know, and just send it out. You know, like, showing what research can do as a group. So in that way, it's like we have got to know each other real better in class, because it's kind of like at North Harris College, when you're in a class at North Harris College, it's like you can meet one student this semester, the next semester you don't meet them. And probably the whole semester you only talk once or twice because everybody's doing their own thing. But when you do this group work, everybody is now connected, you know, everybody wants to interact, everybody wants to put in what they know and just share thoughts and ideas. And that way, I'm still in contact with about 3 students from my last group presentation. Whereas about other 2 semesters I've been here, you know, you just go one semester in the class, and after that, you never see that person again, or you just see them once or twice walking around the courtyard, and it's hi, and it's pretty boring. Because I mean, when I want to be in a class, I want to establish a relationship with a student. I want to, you know, interact with them. I want to share thoughts and ideas, and I want them to share their thoughts and ideas. So by having those group presentations and just linking up with other students, it's really cool to be in class. You know, it's just a cool feeling just to share things with people.
Excellent, excellent. How do you feel that North Harris College has prepared you or is preparing you for your future career or your future educational goals?
Well, one thing for certain, one of the major aspects I've seen in this college is a counseling center. I think it's the backbone for every student who wants to achieve a goal in life. If you're at North Harris College and you don't go to a counseling center, I think it's just, in my own words, it's just a mistake not to go there, because that's where you know what you want to do. That's where you can see yourself in the next 10 years. Because apparently, you know, some people don't have future goals, but I believe that every person at a certain age before 25 must have a goal in life. They must know where they're going to stand at some certain point in their life. So I believe the way North Harris has done that, with the counseling center, you go down there, you sign up, you talk to a counselor. They'll give you as much information as probably the whole library can give you. And it's so valuable. And right now, I know what I want to do. But before I came here, like when I first came here, I literally had no idea. I thought college was just a 5-year program. You just learn specific things, you know. But after visiting the counseling center, you know, they gave me, you know, a goal which I can set forth to. Not only the counseling center does that, but just, you know, general people, I mean, just the staff members do it. Because, like, during my classes, you know, when you just enter a class, some staff members ask you before the semester starts, what's everybody's major goal, you know, what's your major, and, like, you give them an answer, they'll give you information which they know about that major, probably they know something which you don't know, they'll share it with you, and, you know, it's just really helpful. Everybody just wants to help you.
Excellent. Now, you also are part of a campus work study, because I see you going around, you have the audiovisual equipment, and you're setting up and getting things ready for meetings. How did that come about? How did that particular opportunity come about for you?
Oh, well, how that happened was, apparently at the time, my sister was working for the student center, and she happened to be in touch with one of my present supervisor's husband. So he managed to talk to her. And I'm asked if it's possible I can get a job interview for a job to work up there. And she said, that's okay, yeah, I can come in. So I came in, we spoke, we had an interview, and I had a job. So it was basically through my supervisor's husband who had contact with my sister.
Excellent. And Voco, thank you for joining us on North Harris College Podcast. Was there anything else that you wanted to add about life here at North Harris College or just your experiences?
Well, generally, I can just say during my stay here in the United States, it's been an awesome journey. It's been it's something which I thought wouldn't happen, but it is happening. It's like an opportunity which I grabbed, which I thought I couldn't grab, and something which I'm really thankful for, because I know there are people out there who don't have what I have right now. So I take every day I have as a pure blessing, you know, as in, like, I have that chance to get what I want out of life and succeed in doing it. So basically, I can just say it's just been a really, really awesome journey being here. And I'm really glad I'm here right now.
Well, we will be following your success, and we're wishing you all the best as you continue your studies here and in the future. This has been Bruce O'Neill for North Harris College Podcast. Thank you for joining us. North Harris College is located at 2700 W.W. Thorne Drive, 1/2 mile south of FM 1960 East, between Aldine Westfield and Hardy Roads. Registration is now in progress. For more information about the college, call 281-618-5400 or visit the website northharriscollege.com.